We are continuing our shiurim on Binyan Ariel. We are now on Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph, Ois Samech. Kuf Chaf Aleph, Ois Samech. Said Abba, Machtzavim, Sfirot, Neshamot, Melachim, V'choshech, V'sede, Tikunam. We're going to see that in that the Arizal, even though we've gone through all the Abasha, we understand the way everything fits in by now. We know how the Atik flows into Arich, and Arich flows into the other parts of Kolba. Abba, Abba into Ima, Ima into Zav, Inukva, all the Halbasha. And that is all in the world, let's say, of Atzilus, and that's in the world of Abriya, Yetzira, and Asiya. That's the basic Tzura. The basic formation of all the Kabbalistic, it's called Ilan HaKadosh. Now I'm going to say a little bit of a different system, a bigger system, which encompasses the systems that we've been talking about so far. And this really is, if I'm not mistaken, is the Makos in Sha'a Kedusha, Sha'arei Kedusha of Rav Chaim Vital. And it's also brought down in the Inuchovatzanah. So let's see. V'tzirichim od anu leodia bikan. We also have to know another point, very important point here. Ki kol otam prate olamot sheyatzu limloch ba'olam hanikudim, all these worlds that we've been talking about, v'nishburu, and they came out from Adam Kadmon and they broke, all these different spheres, I should say, that became what we have, all these worlds, became the worlds. Holchim v'nitkanim al idei mitzvot shel Yisrael meshech shita alf shinin. And they are going to be fixed after the breakage over the passage of time of 6,000 years. Now they can be grouped into four distinct sections, and they are as follows: Merzav Asfirot, the station of Sfirot; Merzav Neshamot, the station of Neshamas, of souls; Merzav Malachim, the station of angels; Merzav Choshech VaKlipa, and then the station of negativity, of darkness, of Klipot. V'hu ki yeshnam alfei rivivot olamot keneged prate hayamim v'sha'ot v'ragaim. We know that there are thousands and thousands of worlds, right, in the various details of the main worlds, which are keneged days, hours, seconds. Keniskele'el. Be'mertzav pinimi be'yoter nikra mertzav esfirot, which are all included in what we call the most interior of all stations. That is called the mertzav esfirot, the station of esfirot. V'chein yeshnam alfei rivivot olamot. There are also thousands and thousands of worlds, thousands upon thousands, keneged bechinat merzav neshamot, which is against which is keneged the world of, or the merzav, the station of neshamot. Vechin alfei rivivot prati olam kenegdam bemerzav malachim, so on and so forth for malachim. Kenegdam em gam alfei rivivot shel prati olamot merzav klipot, and also station of klipot. So we can picture this as four cylinders. The anterior cylinder is called the Merzav Asfirot. The exterior to that, just the one around it, it's going to be considered to be the station, or the level of Neshamas. And after that, Malachim. And around that, finally, on the exterior, is going to be the Merzav HaKlipot. V'alidei mitzvot she'osim Yisrael nitkenim kol eilo merzavim. Through the fact that we're doing mitzvot, All these different stations will be rectified. V'hainu, shekol rega v'rega, every second v'seka, every second, the shita al feshanim, every second that we are living on this world of the 6,000 years, nase l'de mitzvot mikayimim Yisrael tikunam b'shlosha machzavot al knal. All the machzavot will be mitukan, b'svirot neshamot d'melachim. La'alot l'taken p'chatim sh'ba'em mityachasim l'auto mahayom, l'auto sh'a, לאותו אדם, לאותו מצווה, וגם מצווה קליפות מברי ונתקנה נחלה בתוך עולמות קדושה. So as we're doing Torah mitzvot through the day, through the year, through the every second for that matter, we are elevating these different stations, one to the other, one to the other, one to the other. Thousands and thousands and upon thousands of worlds are being rectified. Now when we speak about the world, the Merzav, the station of the Svirot, that is indicative of the world of Atzilut. And which is the most internal, sort of the nisham of all the world. And also the details of the stations of all these details of the world of Adam Kadmon ve'Atzilut is also included in that. עמיד פרטים לאלף ריבות בחינות שכל אחד מתחלקים לתרגג פרטיים הנתקלים על ידי תרגג מצוות של ישראל שהרי בהם שייכים כל סדרי קלקול של השבירה והתיקון והמשכת מוחים שעל ידי המצוות שעושה ישראל. So as a person is doing a mitzvah, and we know exactly what happens when a person does a mitzvah, it's called Aliyat Man. We spoke about all the berurim which fell into the lower worlds are brought up, and by doing that all the worlds are being fixed. Now what he's adding over here is that all these different stations that we're speaking about are subdivided into 613 different pratim of details, each one inside of each one, a very complicated system, and each one will get its specific rectification upon, depending on the person doing the mitzvah, depend which mitzvah you are doing, and depend upon the time that you are doing it. אומרת וזה עיקר בגילוי הנהגה העליונה של הבור יברך שדרכו הוא מנהיג כל עמות. And the most important we have to understand is this is where Kadosh Baruch manifests himself directly in the world of Atzilut, which is called also the Mertzav Asfirot. ועל המרצב הספירות מלביש מרצב מלביש. So al mechzav atzviot, on top of the mechzav atzviot, malbish mechzav aneshamot. So we find that the mechzav aneshamot is on top of the mechzav atzviot. Nikra, shenikra gam ken kivan shemenu nechzavot kol aneshamot. Now why is it called mechzav aneshamot? Because mechzav, translated loosely in English, is called huge. You're hewing out from the stones. In this particular case, you're hewing out from this particular station, neshamot. The neshamot of Klal Yisrael are coming out. This is the source. This is the root of Klal Yisrael. Excuse me. וגם מרצב זה בפרטותו ישנם כל העולמות אדם קדמון אצילות בריאה יציאה יסיאם. And also inside of the מרצב, of this station, has all the details of a miniature system of אדם קדמון אצילות and ביאה. או מפארטים כנגד השישים ריבון נשמות בישראל, and inside of them we'll find the 6,000, the 600,000 neshamas of Klal Yisrael will be there. Ve'alafim rivot nitutzei neshamot pratim. And also the endless amount of minor neshamot, they call them. Shekeneged kol echad mehem yeshnam shiur koma shalem tariyag bichinot shenitkanot aridei tariyag mitzvot. And again, subdivided into the 613, which is keneged each one of the parts. Now, al mechzav neshamot, we're now kuf chaf bet, on top of this station, of the station of neshamot, it's going to be malbish on top of that, the mechzav amelachim, the station where the malachim, the angels are. Vohu b'chinat chitzuniyut ha'olamot anikraim b'chlalut b'riya yitzasiyam. And on top of that, inside of that is going to include again all the subdivision of the miniature system. Ba'gam shebehem gam ken bepchutut klalun kilulim kol prati olamot adam kadmon atzilut b'riya yetziyah v'im kol alfei pratim shebehem shekol prat mehem mitchalek kenegel shiur koma shel hatarigag b'chinot הנתקנות על ידי תרי"ג מצוות, ותיקונם הוא על ידי שנמשך בהם שפע המוחים וכל קיום המצוות של ישראל, ושנשמותיהם חצובות ממחצה ונשמות, עד שמאיר בתוכם גם אור מרצה וסבירות, בסוד גילוי הנהגה בורא בהם, להשלים תיקונם. So again, the exact same details we find in the other previous מרצבות stations, we find over here all the sub-details, until the final minute details of the 613 מצוות. ועליהם, on top of that, it's going to be what's called the מרצב, מחוץ מלביש מרצב הרביעי, הוא מרצב החושך. This is the station of darkness. הכל בחינות קליפות למיניהם, and this is going to include all the negative entities that there are. שניברו על ידי המעציר כדי לנסות את בריאות. This was created, the Kadosh Baruch created them in order to test us. כדי לתת להם שכר טוב בעמלם. In order to give us the correct amount of reward against our work. בבחירתם בטוב, in choosing the good, or במעשם ברע, and to move away from the bad, to despise the bad. ולתקן עולם במלכות שקי, כמו שדרשו חז"ל על הפסוק, והנה טוב מאוד, טוב זה יתרע, מאוד זה יתרע. Right? So, טוב means יתר טוב, sorry. And מאוד means יתרע. So, מאוד is going on the fact that even the entity, negative entity is even better, better suits the purpose. והנה גם במחצב זה יש לה פרטים בכל העולמות בחינות, כנגד כל הזמנים שתדע אלפי השנים, כנגד נשמות של ישראל, כנגד כל המצוות תרי"ג מצוות, כנגד פרטי כל הנבראים שבכלל העולמות החיצוניות, וכל זה הוא בחינת כקוף בפני האדם קדושה, כי זה לעומת זוז עשה אלוקים. והנה נם הוא שכנגד כל התעוררות של הטוב, שעל ידי תיקון הקדושה תהיה כנגד קליפת המונעת את עשיית הטוב, והוא משתדלת לקלקל אלו ולא תקן, זמה ולא תאם. וזה זאת מה שאמרו חזל, this is what חזל סן סוכה, יצרו של אדם מתגבר עליו בכל יום ומתבקש להמיתו, that the יצרה is gets greater on a person, as much as a person tries to strive forward in his spiritual ascent, the Yitzhara is there always to push him down until to the point of death. That's what the Gemara says. Ilmale Kadosh Baruch Hu, but if it wasn't for Kadosh Baruch Hu, she'ozer lo en yucholo, because if it wasn't for the special siyat d'shmaya that we receive, there's no way we can overpower the Yitzhara. We'll be crushed by it. V'lo kol yom milvad el kol sha'a k'neged kol mitzvah. It's not only on a daily basis, but it's on an hourly basis we're tested. Keneged kol mitzvah, nisayon shel lav. Keneged kol neshama shel Yisrael. Keneged kol prati olamot tzrichim tikun. Kasher mizdamenet le'adam ha'mitzvah l'tiken otam prati ha'bechina shekenegdam. Mitored keneged klipot shechatzfa l'karkel v'chulban tamen. That means every time we have a mitzvah which comes to us, it's for our benefit to grab onto it, because that's going to rectify ourselves. At the same moment, you have to realize it's going to be a parallel force making you not do that mitzvah, or trying to make you avoid doing that mitzvah. Those are the two forces we're faced with. וזה עניין עבודת האדם קיום מצוות, להכניע להרע את של הקליפה והתגבר ממנו, למנוע מלעשית מצווה וקיים מצוות כדי להתקן את העולמות החיצוניות ופנימיות, ואת כל הנשמות החסרות עדיין מתוקן במצווה זה ההיא. ועל ידי זה נקראים הקליפות כנגד כל אות המצווה שניית החפת, גם היא לקדושה, כשורש העליון שכל נברא הוא מקדושה, מסוד דינים מתגלים שנתגלו בצמצום אור הבורא יתברך, ולכן בהתקנם חוזרים אל קדושה ולמעלתם הראשונים בשורשם עליון. So by doing the mitzvah and not giving in to our desires or lack of cheshek to do the mitzvah, we do the mitzvah with all the proper diktuki halacha, we're not only rectifying what we're supposed to be rectifying, we're actually converting the negative entity which was trying to stop us to do the mitzvah into a positive entity, And therefore, mitaken malchut shakai. Okay, let's continue. Ot samech aleph on kuf chaf gimel. Sede tikun abirurim v'amshachat mochim nikol partzufi al tzilut. Now we're talking about the tikunim of the birurim. Nachzor l'inyaneinu. Livarer sede tikunam shel zeh anpin v'nukva v'kol partzufim elyonim ahem kol prate otam ha'olamot nitzkilel על ידי המוחים הנמשכים להם מאבא ואמא בכל המצוות שעושים ישראל. So we're going to see how we're going to focus on now the two main pasufim that we have to deal with, which is Zeampin Venukva, and how they receive their koach from Abba ואמא. תחילה צריך להקדים, we have to understand this introduction. כי המוחים אינם רק שפע גרידה הנמשך מפרצופי עליונות, אלא הכוונה לעצם תיקון פרצופים לידי הצילות, באופן שכל פרצוף נתקן על ידי סדר התעוררות הנעל מתת אל אלה מאילה לתתה, כשמתגברים, כשמתחברים חלק עם האובן שלו, כסדר הנאות לו, נקרא לידת פרצוף זה למידתו והלבשתו במקומו בעולם הצילות, המשכת המוחה. Now what if you're talking about the way we grow the partzufim, the way we nurture the partzufim, and thereby receiving us, the olam atachton, receive shefa, is called a concept called hamshachat amochim. Hamshachat amochim literally means to pull down shefa. He's pointing out over here that that's a lav dafka, because you have to bring up before you pull down. So in general, when we hear this concept of Hamshachat HaMochim, you have to keep in the back of the mind, it's actually dealing with Aliyas Man, the raising up of the Shefa, and also the bringing down of the Shefa. That's going to nurture the Partsuf and grow them, and thereby allowing us to receive Shefa. The Tam Kenal, excuse me, Ki Kol Partsuf Yesh Sod Yesod V'Shor Shanikra Aguf Shelo. Every partzuf has a goof. Obviously not a physical goof, a spiritual goof. Vali de sedi tikun mekabel gam shlosha rishonot shehem mochim shelo bayim mitosefes nishlam leze v'tikun partzuf nigzal nikra mochim. Why we call it hamshachat hamochim? Why is it called mochim? Because what was incumbent on us is to bring what's called the gimel rishonot, which is chokhmah bina. Chokhmah Bina Das, or alternately we can call Keter Chokhmah Bina. That's what we're focusing on. That's why those are the brains. This is where it's incumbent in us to bring the brains. That's why it's called Hamshachat HaMochim. Be'ofen shebekol pam shenimshachim mochim be'olamot, every time we bring this mochim down, hakavana hi shenitkanim chamisha partzuf atzilut chadashim. So every time we're going to bring this down, hakavana nitkanim chamisha partzuf atzilut chadashim, we're going to create a whole new system. Understand? Every time we have a cup of coffee, we're creating a whole new system of the five partzufim of atzilut. V'shachim l'otah yom l'otah adam l'otah matzav she'al yadam nivshachim amochim mahem. And each person is going to make, is creating his whole new world every time he does a mitzvah, a completely whole new Olam Atzilut, Olam Abriya, Yetziyah Asiya, and all the partsuf which belong to that, it's creating that from scratch. Over the page, Kuf Chav Dalet. Hine, Kifei Mitzvah Shasa Adam, according to the mitzvah that a person does, Adam Yisrael, Kifei Zman V'Ofen Asiyata U'Merata Shel Mitzvah, Ken Mitbarim Minitzutzei Kedusha Mishivrei Kelim Rafach Nitzutzei Mechalkei Zian Pin Benukva. וחלקים המתבהרים שלהם מתייחסים לאותו המצווה בכמות ובאיכות כפי מעלת אופן קיומם. So the process is, as we know, just to reiterate, we're raising up the birurim which are the falling kelim, the shadow kelim that broke. They go up into the spiritual realm and they get together with what we saw from Sha'arich. We saw there's a combination of the koach of ma and the koach of ben, which meshtatef with the birurim, to create panim chadashot, the patsufim achadashim. Now, umit alim abirurim hem me'asiyah yitzira lebriya, mbriya le'atzilut, ad zun le'atzilut. Goes all the way up to zun atzilut. As mit orerim zun, umit barim betocham, חלקים הנוגעים לפרצופים העליונים מהם. גם מבררים עוד חלקים מאחורי הנעיד הרפים, או מאחוריים דאבא ואמא, שנפלו בתחיית עולם הצילות עצמם. מעלים אותם כולם יסוד. שם נשארים בבורי זון. Okay, now let's just explain something very important. Everything is important, but explain the more into details the Aliyah of the Birurim. So we have the Aliyah of the Birurim is as follows. We know that the Zayin Malachim are in Bia. The Zayin Malachim will go up from Bia into the world of Atzilut. Where exactly in the world of Atzilut? In the Zun de Atzilut. Now, in Atzilut per se, we have the five Patsufim. We have Zun, Abba Ve'ima, Arachampim, Atik, so on and so forth. Zun, now that has received all its Zun Atzilut, now that has received all its Birurim, will now not only received its Birurim, it's received the Birurim of Abba V'Ima and Atik as well, and Arich, and therefore it's going to climb up another level to Abba V'Ima, and over there it's going to deposit its own Birurim for the Tikkun, because Abba V'Ima will do the Tikkun of the Patsuf, which is below it, which is Zun, and that's the way it goes. All the Patsuf and the Leonim will do the Tikkunim, all the Biruim, which are needed for the Patsuf of Tachton. Now, let's just read that again one more time to get that clear. Umitalim Biruim, ahem me'asiyah tzira, mi'tzira bria, mi'birut, mi'bria li'atzilut, ad Zun li'atzilut. V'az mit'orim Zun, או מתבררים בתוכם חלקים הנוגעים לפרצופים העליונים מהם. וגם מתבררים עוד חלקים מאחורי נעיד הרחפים מאחוריים והביבים שנפלו בתחילת העולם הצילו עצמם. מעלים אותם כולם יסוד. Now all that is going to go up to יסוד. ושם נשארים בירורי זו. And there, בירורים זו, we're going to stay. ויסוד, מתבררים המעלים החלקים מהחלקים שלהם. ומתחלקי הפרצופים שלמעלה מהם לאבא ואמא, ונשארים שם בירור יסוד. And again, the process is going to be, is that it's going to be Aliyah all the way up to that, to the next part of. ומעלים אותם עם הבירור עצמם לארחפים, ושם נשארים בירור אבא ואמא. וכן הדר זה מבירור אבא ארחפים עולים לעתיק, וכן מעלים ועולים עוד מזה לזה עדרו מעלות. So every one of the Partsufi is going to bring up another part of the Birurim. שם אב אב ואב דסג דאג. ומזדווגים אבא אב וסג דאג לתקן בירורים שלהם שעלו לשם. והיינו בירור העתיק. So what's going to happen is that all the Birurim are going to go all the way up to the highest point, which is called Ab and Sag, that means the right brain, left brain of Adam Kadmon. They're going to be a zivug over there. Kisham, kisha patzufim nisham biurim de kol echad mehem bepatzuf she'alav dafka velo alu limalo yoter. So again, kisha patzufim nisham biurim de kol echad mehem patzuf she'alav dafka velo alu limalo yoter. Nobody goes all the way up. Only the last patzuf. Ve'inyan biur atik hu kinizkaleel. עוד הלמד, עוד למדת, שהיו חלקים מנהים שלא מלבושים בפרצוף ותחתיו, זה תחת, זה תוך, זה עד זון, בסוד המוחים שנמשכים לספירות דניקודים לפני השבירה, ונשפורו בחינות אלו של הפרצופים העליונים ביחד עם השבע התחתונות, וירדו גם הם למטה בריאה, יצירה ועשייה. So we're going to see that all the partsufim are going to go up and up and up and up and up, bringing up with them, schlepping around with them always the lower birurim of the lower patzuf, and it's going to stay there. Vine ali de zivug elyon de chokma v'bina d'ak, which is another word for ab and sag d'ak. Shem ab ab im ab sag. Yatzu min ha'inayim d'ak teisha sfirot elyonot. The ben v'chein min ha'metzach d'ak. Yatzu ha'es sfirot d'ma. השייכים לכל פרצוף האצילות, דאותו העת הזמן, דאותו אדם ואותו מצווה, כפי אותם עשייתם, כפי אופן עשייתה כנזכר לאל. We're going to see that the patsufin go up and up and up and up to add sag the act. We're going to be at zivug there, then from the inayim the act come out the ben, and from the metzah come out from the ma. ופרצופים עתיק ונוקבה נתקנים בכוח זיווג עליון ההוא דאה בצג דאק. And through the zivug you're going to find that the partsufim elyonim atik is going to be fixed up directly from the tzar of the zivug ab and sag. Or nit barum chelke ma'ar v'ben shalahem b'seder ha'na'ot shalahem lahem ונתקנו פרצופים בסדר המידה הייחודית שלהם הנקרא חיבור נפלא שהוא באופן שאין בו גילוי בכל צדדיו אלא בחינת מה וכל בחינת הבן נעלמות ומחוסות בו לגמרי והוא סוד העולמת כוחות הדין באופן מוחלט ולביש עתיק ונוגבה לאדם קדמון מטיבור שלו ולמטה. So as the higher you get, the more of a chibur you're going to get between the patsuf and itself. So I repeat, nitchabru chelke ma'uben, the ma'uben is going to come out, and it's going to attach itself to the shivur kelim, and it's going to metaken the patsufim, and they're going to stand be yichud gamur, and called chibur nifla. Va'ofen she'en bo gilui bekol stadav. It looks like there's only ma over there. There's no ben, even though you have a ma ben together. The ma is overpowering. And the ben is completely covered over. Therefore, that's why the koch hadin is not so prevalent. It's an undercurrent, but often muhlad. And where is this atik? The atik is going to be from the tibur olimata. Okay, I think it goes on and on. I think we're going to stop it here for now, and we'll continue next time.